on this episode of Counting Cards.
Oh, dude, check this out.
Those are rare, bro. That's not something you see every day.
Do you mind pulling over? Can we talk to you about it?
We're car guys.
Mike, what are you doing?
Fixing up my new bike.
You're on the clock right now.
But you told me stop being late. I'm fixing my bike, so I'll stop being late.
Do you have any idea what you're looking for?
We're actually going to cut the top off so we can actually make a functional couch.
Hey, we're not putting dead bodies in it.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow, what would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Dude, we got a long day ahead of us today, man. I want to swing over by Greg's. He's got that Porsche motor going in my slant nose.
Oh, that's sweet.
We're going to start this morning off right.
Oh, dude, I got all kinds of stuff going on over here, man. I got to get this coffee.
You figure I didn't lay your food on the dash of my 55 Chevy, man? What is this?
It's a breakfast sandwich. It's an egg and cheese sub, brother.
You didn't get me one?
No, you didn't
just
want, you weren't hungry earlier. Remember, I asked you.
Man. Oh, dude, check this out. That is either a 59 or a 60 Chevy delivery. I'm guessing it's a 60, dude. That is way, way, way sweet.
Those are rare, bro. That's not something you see every day, my man.
I must have seen one when I was a kid, but I can't even remember.
Oh, I like this car, Kevin. We got to talk to this guy, man. If you can stop chewing for a minute, see if you can get this guy to pull over. Oh, wait. He's pulling. Hang on. He's pulling. Oh, no, he's making a right. He's making a right. Yeah, roll your window down.
Hey, brother. Nice ride.
Thanks.
Sedan delivery.
Beautiful car.
Man, you don't see those every day.
Pretty grand car.
Yeah. Would you mind pulling over? Can we talk to you about it?
Just a few minutes. It's something we never get to see, man.
Okay.
We're car guys.
Okay.
That was easy.
Good, man.
Yeah. But you know what was cool is you didn't scare them.
I never scare people. You're the one that scares people.
I don't know, man. You got that bandana. You're always in black. You're kind of scary.
That is a good-looking car, Kev.
Yeah.
That is a good-looking car.
Go check this out.
Dude, that's cool, man. I'm glad he stopped. Man, thanks for pulling over, brother. Appreciate it. This you don't see every day. I'm Danny.
Doug,
nice to meet you, brother.
This is
Kevin.
Nice to meet you.
You got a good one here. I'm guessing it's a 60. Okay.
It's the sedan delivery.
Sedan delivery.
It's a weird model.
Usually, like, the panels are like trucks.
Yeah, it's like the ice cream truck. They're taller.
Right.
I thought it was cool.
You thought right, Doug. You thought right. These Chevy sedan deliveries are unlike any other car out there. Designed like a station wagon, but with solid side panels instead of windows and no back seat, they were the go-to vehicle for small businessmen making deliveries from the 1930s to the 1960s. Once Australians found out about them, they demanded their manufacturers start building similar vehicles so they could carry around their surfboards. Their unique look has made them a holy grail with hot rodders if they can find them, as there were less than 150,000 total made. How long have you had her?
Yeah, my wife's first car. Bought it in 86.
Wow.
For $400.
All right.
Good score, brother.
Yeah.
How does she run?
It's okay. It's dependable.
Uh-huh.
It's a big sled.
I like the way she sits, man.
Yeah,
she sits nice and low. I love the dashes on these, man. The way that instrument cluster just sets like that. And each one's got its own little pod. That's way cool. Needs a little love, but she looks pretty nice, man. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you consider selling this car?
I would think about it. I mean, it's been in the family a while, and I thought about handing it down, but I'd probably go there.
Yeah?
If the numbers are right.
Do you mind if I just drive around the block? Just want to feel it. Want to see how the steering feels and the brakes feel. Want to feel the motor. Just want to check it out and know what I'm getting into.
Absolutely.
Do you mind, seriously?
Dude, absolutely.
Dude, let's go. Let's go for a putt, man.
Kevin, you want to go?
No, go ahead.
You want me to go?
I always stay here and look for dogs.
If this sedan delivery rides half as good as she looks, I'm going to be all over her. These things are so cool and so rare. I know with a little bit of love, I'd be able to flip this thing for about 10 grand easy. I'm going to have people lined up trying to buy this thing from me when she's done. Unless, of course, I keep it for myself. I love it. Look at all the room in here, man.
Some stories there.
I love it. If the car could talk, you'd have to have it crushed. Oh, nice, man. You know what? Motor feels great.
It's dependable.
The steering's a little loose. She needs a little love here and there. Yeah, well, I'm going like this and the car's not turning. And the brakes are, you know, old drum brakes. But overall, the car feels good, man.
I'm really proud of it.
Appreciate you letting me drive.
Sure, man.
Oh, we gotta roll out, right?
Roll out.
There we go. How'd it go? Dude, nice car.
All right.
Nothing we can't handle. It's just a typical old car stuff.
Doug, would you even consider an offer of like $2,500 for this car?
Well, I'm a little stiffer on the price than $25. Okay. Maybe $45.
What kind of room you got? You got to have some room somewhere.
That sounds painful, man. $35, somewhere in there.
I'd go $3 right now in cash. And she'd be treated with love.
Okay, I tell you what. $3,000, you let me be the first to see it when it's done.
Seriously?
That's a deal.
Really?
I'll do that. Absolutely.
Dude, you're on. You're on. I'm so glad you pulled over, man. This sedan delivery is a great score. Not only is it a funky, cool car, but all the guys back at the shop, they're going to be psyched to work on this baby. We've never done one before. This thing is going to be a fun trip.
What's going on, Powder?
What's up, brother?
Oh, dude, that is slick. You turned a 56 Packard four-door into a 56 Packard pickup?
Apparently so.
From scratch? Dude, that is slick. What is that?
That's a horny Mike.
No, it's not. He's supposed to be over in the body shop area. Mike!
Yo!
Dude, what are you doing?
Fixing up my new bike.
What the hell are you talking about?
Man, I gotta get my bike done.
Mike, you're on the clock right now.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be in the body shop working on that car.
But you told me to stop being late. I'm fixing my bike, so I'll stop being late. I'm always late, because I'm always fixing my bike, because it's always broke. So I'm actually saving company time. You gotta do the numbers. This is gonna work.
You're like a three-year-old.
Some days.
You're a genius. You're really like a three-year-old.
Geniuses are crazy. Childlike, almost. Look at that thing. Look at how badass it is. Fiberglass fenders. I'm going to get incredibly horny with it. Chrome motor. This one's going to be sexy.
Mike, go now to the body shop and work on that car that you're getting paid to work on.
You're going
to
piss me off now.
Go! And you wonder why I'm always mad.
We going to scare Scott or what?
How's it looking, son?
Boom!
Hold on.
Is that your girl calling?
It's Big Ass Scott.
Hey, we're almost there. Listen.
It's a funeral parlor. Don't embarrass me in here.
The 15th anniversary of Count's Custom is coming up in a couple weeks. Kevin really wanted to do something special for Danny. And after talking to all the guys, it looks like we're going to build a coffin couch. Should be the perfect gift. Unfortunately, they just don't sell them.
Mike.
What?
Don't act a fool in here.
Stop talking to me like you're my father. You're only a couple years older than me.
That's because you gave me your Father's Day.
Because you're old. That's why. Not because I like you.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Scott from Counts Customs. We came to look at purchases in a coffin.
Okay,
this is Mike and Rolly.
How you doing, buddy?
It's not our normal everyday purchase. I've done some weird stuff in my life, but today's going to be the strangest. Going to a funeral parlor to buy a coffin?
The owner of my shop, his nickname is The Count. And so he's purchased a few coffins in his life.
He's got one in his office.
And he has one that's actually a bed. He takes naps in his office.
Long before it became a fad, Danny's always had this weird fascination with coffins and vampires and horror movies. And most people don't know that back in the 90s, Danny actually hosted a late-night horror-themed TV show here in Las Vegas. And he was a vampire, Count Cool Rider.
Count Cool Rider.
Unfortunately, we're chopping this one up.
Yeah, we're actually going to cut the top off of it and open the front face so we can actually make a functional couch.
Seriously, how often people buying coffins for couches?
I've never had this before. I've been doing this for 23 years, and I have never had anybody come in to buy a casket to make a couch out of. Being a funeral director, I think it's kind of neat that they're going to make something that's usable for the living instead of just for the deceased.
I think the chrome out of the stuff I'm seeing right here, like with the accents and stuff.
That looks badass. That screams custom. That's chrome.
So what's something like this go for?
You're looking at anywhere from $14.95 on on up to...
On just gold, huh?
Yeah.
What's a super expensive one cost?
They have them on up to 20,000 or better.
Wow.
Hey, we're not putting dead bodies in it, you know?
I really think it's going to be this one right here. I actually, the chrome on this is really amazing, and that was just too much out of our wallet. Is there any movement on the price?
Price is pretty firm here.
No chance for movement? None?
Sorry.
I'll take it. I know Danny's going to love this coffin couch, but I'll tell you what, I hope I never have to buy a coffin for him for real. I just hope Dumber and Dumber don't scratch it on the way out the door. Hey, who's got the keys of the van? I'll move the van around, you help load it up.
It's in there.
You left the keys in the van?
It's right there.
I should have made you two stay at the shop.
That would have been great.
Let's go.
He's bringing the van over here, so.
Hey, I hope we don't find dead people.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's ours, I guess.
Dude, this is creepy.
Hey. That looks like they set it up for a service. What if there's... that person is in there?
Peek in there, brother.
I don't think he's gonna answer.
No.
There's nothing in it. We're good.
Broly, you gotta get in.
Come on, get in.
I'm not getting in there.
Come on, get in. Come on, get in, brother.
This has springs in it. Oh, wow. This is comfy, actually. We gonna scare Scott or what?
Screw Scott.
Hey, Courtney.
What's wrong?
He had to go take a poop.
Are you serious?
Hey.
Oh, it's the right one. How's it look inside?
Boo! I got you.
Are you crazy?
What?
Get out of the coffin.
It's our coffin.
Get it in if we want.
Shut up and get out of the coffin.
What do you think? You have to try if it's coffin.
Get out of the coffin.
It's just Manny. I'm scared. When you buy a car, you try it out. You drive it.
So we gotta kick the wheels around.
I swear I'm gonna fire you. Get the coffin and get out of here with it.
You can't win with this guy.
This is heavy.
Oh, you monster.
Let's go, stupid.
Don't tell me to hurry when you ain't helping.
Hold the door, you big bastard.
Hey, don't hit the guy carrying the big heavy box.
I'm hungry, man.
I know. You're a Hungarian. You're hungry.
I'm a hungry Hungarian sometimes.
Oh, you're hungry? Oh, yeah. You want to eat hungry? Yeah. That kind of hungry.
Yeah.
I got you, man. What, do you want me to hit a drive-thru or something?
Well, something would be nice. I see something.
Is it a food truck? Do you want food?
He says, what does it say? Love grab.
Love grab? You want to grab some food?
Yeah.
All right, let's grab some food.
Our luck is changing, man. I'm looking for cars, you're looking for food. You found food.
Yep. Love grab.
That's not grab.
Ah.
It's grub.
Okay.
What are you in the mood for?
Grab some grub.
Grab some grub. Now you got it. That's perfect. How you doing, man?
Yeah.
What's your specialty here?
Try the sloppy tops, right?
Yeah, you ain't eating that in my car, I can tell you that.
It's sloppy, yeah.
Anything that says sloppy, you ain't eating in my car.
You have something that's not so sloppy.
Maybe you want to try the beer battered fried avocado taco.
Did you say beer?
Beer.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at that blanket is what I'm looking at. I'm liking the way that looks right there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere without looking.
Well, I know, man. It's just, I got a thought in my head.
Oh, so you're looking like a blanket.
Yeah.
That's a cool looking blanket.
Oh, this is a great blanket. The other day, I picked up this way cool 1960 Chevy sedan delivery, and I got this great idea. I want to give it kind of a down and dirty Restomod vibe and get it ready for the Viva car show. And I just came up with a really good idea. Hey, sorry about that, bro. I get easily distracted. I was just checking out your blanket there. I got a shop here in town, man. I build hot rods and things like that. Now, this is what I'm thinking, Rolly. I got an old 60 Chevy that I'm kind of doing up. I don't want to say rat rod, but that real down and dirty style. And I'm thinking Mexican blanket for the interior, man.
Would you like a blanket instead of fries with that?
Exactly, man. What do you guys want for it? Would you guys sell it to me?
Give me $20 for the blanket.
Okay, done.
Tell your friends about the Love Grub truck.
Trust me, we will tell everybody. Thank you guys, man. Well, that was a productive lunch. I may not have found a car to flip, but I did find a cheap way to make our old sedan delivery a fun show car. And the best part about it is Scott and Kevin can't yell at me about the price. That blanket is going to be perfect.
I'm just shaking to see what this thing looks like.
Rolling! Bring her up!
Oh, my God. That is wicked.
Surprise!
Happy anniversary to you.
Dude, you guys know how to make me smile. We'll be right back.
2 weeks ago, I bought a rare, funky 1960 Chevy sedan delivery. This you don't see every day.
Needs a little love, but she looks pretty nice, man.
My boys did some major body work on this thing, gave her a sweet satin black paint job. She's gonna make a great flip, and I am so psyched about the way she turned out. I'm gonna roll her down to the Viva Las Vegas car show just to show her off. But first, I gotta make good on a promise that I made. We promised you we'd let you see it first.
I'm just shaking to see what this thing looks like.
You're gonna dig it, man. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's look at this beautiful
car. I'm ready.
Let's look at this beautiful
car. I am ready, man.
So. Rolly! Bring her out, baby!
Wow. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm watching the Munsters.
There you go. There you go.
That is wicked.
She came out pretty cool.
What a great idea, the flat black.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the black really brings it. I didn't realize. I mean, when it was the white-yellow colors,
yeah.
You didn't really notice it as much. The black's a lot nicer.
It was hiding a lot of really pretty lines.
Yeah, yeah.
This 1960 Chevy sedan delivery is just a cool car straight out of the box. So we took it to the next level. We made sure this car's body was perfectly straight and tight. Beautiful satin black paint job. Some way cool hand-done pinstriping by my man Ryan, who is the best, and an old-school cool Mexican blanket interior. This car is ready for any rat rod rally you want to go to. You know, we did, you know, just gave it some nice accents, man. Just the pinstriping.
I like the pinstripes. Cool. Nice cut.
It pops the flavor out.
Yeah, yeah.
Interior, man, we went real simple. Mexican blanket on the seats, on the headliner,
cool.
You know, door panels. It doesn't take a lot to make it cool.
You're not sad, are you, Doug?
I'm feeling a little sad.
Are you? You want me to grab you some Kleenex?
I'm so glad you guys pulled me over and
absolutely
talked me out of it. No, because I just didn't have the resources to really take care of it anymore, you know.
We'll let you know what happens. How's that?
That
fair
sounds
deal?
Great.
We'll let you know what happens at the show and see what goes on.
Sure, sure.
I'm glad you dig it, brother.
I dig it.
Thanks, glad Kevin. You dig Thanks, it, man. Doug. How's things, man?
Everything's good, brother. I just wanted to get in here before we start the day. So it's Couts Customs' 15th anniversary. I'm not even sure Danny knows that, but I do. Danny's always talked to me about putting a coffin couch inside the tattoo shop. So I got all the guys together, and they made this really cool coffin couch for the tattoo shop. So what I did is I made up a lame excuse to get Danny down here so all the guys could gather and give him a real big surprise. Shane, my brother.
How you guys
how
doing?
How are you?
All right, doing good, my brother.
What's going on, Shane?
Yeah, Danny, how you doing?
Great, brother. Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you.
Couts Tattoo is something that Kevin and I, we've wanted to do for an awfully long time. We're both really inked up. Most of our friends in the motorcycle and in hot rod world, they're all inked up as well, so it seemed like a natural fit. So when the Rio Hotel had a space open up 3 years ago, man, we jumped on it.
This cone is the tattoo number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looks
so
good, man.
Yeah. So go check this out. Look. You see this big one that Dave did right there?
Nice.
Look at that. This one right here.
Looks good. Let's go get some breakfast.
Yeah. You want to go to
the shop? Yes.
All right.
Shane, thank you.
Yes, of course.
You rock, man. Absolutely. Thank you, brother, man.
Thanks, Shane.
Surprise!
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Happy anniversary to you.
Yeah. 15 years, Couts Customs, brother. These guys made this all for you.
You're kidding me. And you knew this.
Well, yeah.
What do you think told us?
Okay, I got you, man. What have you guys done, man?
Built you a coffin couch.
Dude, you guys know how to make me smile.
We've never really made a couch out of a coffin before, so we knew this was gonna take our imagination. So the first thing we did is we had to secure the back of the coffin to make sure it didn't move. Then we painted the coffin this deep, dark purple, and then put some pinstripes in it to make it look really cool. And then we took the handles on both sides, made them chrome, and we did the feet in chrome as well. It came out badass, and I know Danny's gonna love it.
This is unbelievable.
Check
it's
this
absolutely
out.
Absolutely gorgeous, and I love the legs.
You haven't seen the main feature.
Look at
what
this.
What do you mean, main feature?
When you lift this up, you can take a nap.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, you guys are kidding me. Unbelievable.
Happy anniversary.
This was awesome. I had no idea these guys were building this thing right under my own nose. This thing is so beautiful. I love gothic vampire-style furniture, and now I've got myself a wicked coffin couch. Can't wait to take my first nap on it, or maybe in it. Can't believe you pulled this off. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was too kind, man.
The annual Viva Las Vegas Car Show. It's an awesome event where gearheads from all over the place bring their oldest and their newest toys to show it off. And I always like to try to come down here and see if I can bring something that I just might be able to sell. That you don't see every day, man. That's a cool ride right there, brother. I like that. I brought down the sedan delivery, and she fits like a charm. I must have done her up right because it sounds like Scott's got a buyer on the hook. So you digging the old sedan delivery here, man?
You know what? My girlfriend likes wagons.
Dude, that's half the battle won.
Right, right. And that's the thing is, I'm interested in keeping her happy.
He's a smart guy.
Absolutely.
Young age.
Cool.
Tell me a little about it.
Well, she's a 1960. She is the sedan delivery version. She runs and drives perfect. This is a fun, dependable ride. You can drive it all the time. You can enjoy it.
You know, I'm interested. I like it.
Cool.
But this is not her style. Like,
okay.
The black, the satin black, the spider webs.
Well, what is her style?
She likes pink. I know.
Yeah, I don't do pink cars. I appreciate the fact that his girl likes cars. I'm not doing this car pink. I don't even think this guy knows what it's going to cost to change this car from flat black to pink.
For us to take it apart, paint it, you're looking at 15 grand just for that.
Tell you what, how do you guys feel about 25? You make the interior clean, classy exterior, get the running gear all solid.
I don't normally do pink cars, but flipping this $3,000 car for 25 grand, I can do pink. I love pink. Pink's cool. Seriously,
right.
Mike?
25.
You're on, man. You're on.
Thanks, guys.
25.
Thanks,
personal taste is important in my business, especially my personal taste. I've made a pretty good living out of building some really badass cars for some very cool clients throughout the years, but I've never once considered painting a car pink. I don't even know if we have any pink paint. You rock, brother, man.
Thanks.